into the conversation, putting the spotlight on topical and relevant matters. And this is The Honest Truth. Now, with the ravages of COVID-19 since early 2020, has come a rise in employees in full-time employment taking on a side hustle to supplement income. Now, further to this, remote working provides employees with a great opportunity to engage in secondary jobs, especially where once being at the office may have been a hindrance. Now, how kosher is all of this? Helping us to understand some of the implications is the Director of Employment Law at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, Pateni Nkuna. Ms. Nkuna, good evening and thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. So can an employer deny one for a side hustle, for subsidizing your income?
Yes, they can. They can absolutely do that. And obviously, you would need to look at the employment contract, what was agreed when you started your employment. If it provides nothing, then the employer's policy, but they can. And there are considerations of conflict of interest, breach of confidentiality, and in certain instances, a decline in productivity and engagement. So there are many reasons why an employer would deem it necessary to deny you that opportunity, so to say.
Can a fair arrangement be agreed to between both parties, assuming, say, hypothetically, that there isn't a conflict of interest and with your current employer, and that the work that you do doesn't impact upon your current role with your employer?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, supplementing your income is nothing illegal. We have doctors who are already doing it. They're in private practice, or they work for one hospital and another, whether in private or public sector. So it's absolutely acceptable, provided that obviously the parties are in agreement about the do's and don'ts, what you can, what you cannot do, what will be required of you, your disclosure requirements, all of that. So it's absolutely permissible between the parties.
Yeah, I suppose it all boils down to understanding, and that comes from just that contractual agreement right at the beginning of the relationship. But failing that clarity, how should employers potentially prevent blurred lines when it comes to having the employees moonlighting?
So if it was not agreed from the initial, your commencement of employment, nothing stops an employer from down the line saying, this is a policy that we are implementing, and we are implementing from X date. This is what it stipulates, and here is the rationale for it. In the same breath, nothing stops an employer who's historically prohibited supplementing income to say, we are loosening our rules a bit, so to say, we are allowing flexibility, provided that you disclose, provided that there is no conflict of interest, provided that, for example, you obtain prior permission to engage in external income generating activities. So it can always down the line, you can always state a rule or put a rule in place, which is very, very important, because employees need to know what they can or what they cannot do. Otherwise, it would be unreasonable down the line to try and hold them to account.
So what would the legal implication be if an employee gets caught by the employer, takes sick leave, for example, to make sure that the side hustle keeps going?
I mean, not just limited to sick leave. There are employees who work on their side hustles even during working hours, or they use the employer's equipment to work on their side hustles without permission. But on the sick leave issue, that would be dishonesty and abusing your sick leave. And that could unfortunately end your employment. So it can have quite serious consequences.
If you are dismissed for moonlighting, for abusing employers' resources, all of this came to light and you were facilitating your side hustle during working hours, does an employee have any recourse in the labor courts, for example?
Well, it always depends on the facts of the case. Mm. There isn't really a blanket answer. You would need to look at the circumstances. For example, suppose it's been historically allowed and all of a sudden it's not allowed, but the change in rules has not been communicated. Or the employer allows certain employees to do that and everybody just presumes that it's permissible. So you would need to look at, firstly, is there a rule in place prohibiting that kind of activity? If there is, was it communicated or was the employee expected to at least have been aware of it? And did they breach it? If so, could the employment relationship not be rehabilitated, so to say? Mm-hmm. So there are quite a number of considerations. And if an employee believes that they've been unfairly dismissed, they've got recourse in the CCMA all the way to the Labor Appeal Court, and sometimes depending on what we're dealing with, to the Constitutional Court. So there really isn't a binary answer, yes or no. It depends on what you're dealing with.
And I suppose as well, Pateni, then we go back again to the T's and C's and all of the detail, which hopefully would be determined in the contractual agreement.
Of course, definitely.
Pateni, where could our listeners find out further information around this?
So we often write about it. My firm's website, cliffdeckerhofmeyerinc.com. You can access our alert. And if you are in doubt, you can always approach your local HR office and ask them, is this allowed or is it not?
Pateni Nkuna, Director of Employment Law at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer. Appreciate you joining us and explaining this to us. Pateni, thank you so much for your contribution tonight. Thank you.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Smile. 90.4 FM.